Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a broadcast we've got today. What a broadcast we've got today. I don't want you to miss it. I want you to hear every word that comes in this broadcast today, because America needs it. The church world needs it. In fact, I cannot think of any part of the church world that doesn't need it. We're going to be talking about Allah is not Jehovah God. I'm going to give you seven reasons that prove beyond any question, there can be no question, there can be no question. I'm going to give you seven reasons. Let me get this down right here so it won't be overtaxing the lines. Seven reasons how we know that Allah is not Jehovah God. Seven reasons why we know that Allah is not Jehovah God. Do you understand that? Seven reasons. I mean, these are irrefutable. The information comes from the Britannica Encyclopedia. From the Britannica Encyclopedia. Not one verse of the Bible is in this particular article. Now, that's not my normal route of doing anything, as you know. But I wanted to prove that Allah and that the religion of the Muslim people is not the religion even any kin to Christianity. There is nothing to compare. Seven reasons why Allah is not Jehovah God. Now, if you'll take these reasons, you can argue this, debate this, discuss this with anybody on the face of the earth. This week, I had a couple that went to a church in Gastonia. I'm not going to name the church until I get all the data together. And the pastor got in the pulpit and told the people that they had to accept the Muslims and their religion into the homes and into their churches because they were seeking the same God that we are. And I'm here to tell you, anybody that tells you that Allah is the same God as Jehovah is lying to you. Not only are they lying to you, but they are a deceiver. They have been deceived. They may be just as genuine and just as meaningful as I am, if that's possible. Now, that's kind of a debatable thing there. When you say meaningful, it sounds like such deception. It sounds so far apart. It sounds so far off that you don't know how to say anything good about it. But I'm trying to be kind, and I want to be kind. But I want to tell you something. Allah is not Jehovah God. I have an article that I have written with great carefulness. I quote only the Encyclopedia Britannica. Encyclopedia Britannica. Do you understand? The Britannica Encyclopedia is probably the most high-level academic encyclopedia that there is available today. You understand that? You know that's got to be the truth. And so, without a question, we're dealing with an idea far removed from Bible Christianity. Seven reasons. I've got them written down here, and I want to hear from you. Now, we got a problem with the telephones. We thought we had it solved yesterday. The whole evening was spent with them. But this morning, it's right back in the same condition. I think I know, but it's no use of me telling you. There's two numbers that you need to call today to get us. One of them, let me get the right number here so I make sure I've got the right number for you. 704-391-0689 and 0589. 391-0589 and 0689. Those are the two numbers you can get us on. I don't think you can get us on the 800 number. I don't know that, but I think it'll just hang up on you. You may want to try that for yourself, because I just discovered with all of our effort yesterday, it's still the same mess. It wasn't last night, but I think I know what's happened, and believe me, AT&T and Brother Chambers will have a conference tomorrow. Monday. AT&T Telephone Company and Joseph Chambers will have a conference on Monday. I pray it'll be a good one. I'll keep it kind and gentle to the best of my ability, but it's really overwhelming when they keep making this mistake. Has been made about five or six times that I can identify. And I've told them, I've called the office, I've done everything I know to do, and they don't seem to listen, and so it may be that we will be on a different company by next Saturday. Next Saturday, I'm telling you, we may well be with a different company because I don't have any choice. I really don't. AT&T has proven to be totally incapable of hearing the actual problem that they are having, and they don't do anything about it. Now, let's forget about that. We're not going to trash AT&T today. That's not the name of this program. We're here to tell you why Allah is not Jehovah God, why there is no kinship, and to offer you an article entitled, that same name, Allah is not Jehovah God, okay? So you can call right now. Now, remember, 391-704-391-0589 and 0689. I think those are the only two numbers you can get us on. Feel free to grab your phones because you may be one of the few who can get through. If they're tied up, and I expect them to be, you got to know something, friend. The church world. Now, when a pastor of a big Baptist church gets in the pulpit and tells people they've got to bring the Muslim religion in and just let it all blend together, something is seriously wrong, and there's no reason to doubt it. Something is seriously wrong, and it's happening. It's happening all over America. It's happening in our schools. You can talk about Allah, but you can't talk about Jesus Christ. You can talk about Allah, but you can't talk about Jesus Christ. Now, a school that does that, you must get your children out of it. You must get your children. And that's only one of the reasons to get your children out of public education. You've got to choose Christian education. You have got to choose Christian education. Allah is not Jehovah God. I want to hear from you. You ask me any question you want to ask me. We're going to be kind. We're not talking about Arab people. We're not talking about Arab people. There are many wonderful Arab people. There are many wonderful Christian Arabs. You understand? There's many wonderful Christian Arabs. No doubt about it. Many are being converted year by year now. I hear there's over 1 million to 2 million Arab conversions occurring yearly. There will be many more as the tide continues and as judgment falls upon Gog and Magog, which will be basically against the religion of Allah and against those who are big advocates of that religion. And that war is coming. Gog and Magog, the battle of Gog and Magog. I have a whole booklet, a whole notebook, really. 200 and some pages. You can order if you really want to study the event called the War of Gog and Magog. That notebook is a marvelous array of information. I wish it was in book form, but haven't found yet a publisher to publish it, but maybe I will. Now, I want to hear from you. 704-391-0689 and 0589. Okay? And internet. Isn't it great to have internet here? Boy, what would I do without the internet? What would I do without the internet? I'm not sure what I would do. I'm telling you, it is very important. It is very important. Let me get the internet up here if I can. Come on now, John. And you can email me, jrc@paulcreek.org. jrc@paulcreek.org. And I want to hear from you. I got to click on the right button. Sometimes I do it too fast. All right, want to hear from you. We're here to be a blessing today. I promise you, with all that's in us, we are here to be a blessing to you. The lines are wide open. 2 lines are wide open. 704-391-0689 and 0589. I say again, our telephones are out of order. We thought we had them fixed yesterday. We spent the whole afternoon with AT&T, but they're back in the same mess this morning. So I want to hear from you. Grab your phones. 391-0689, 391-0589. It must have a 704, okay? God bless you. Hey, we've got a subject at hand. Seven reasons why Allah is not Jehovah God. Let me tell you the first one, and I could tell you this one, and there would be no need of another. Allah has no son. Allah has no son. If there is a basic, basic doctrine of the Muslim religion, if there's a basic doctrine of the religion about Allah, it is that Allah has no son. They have ballyhooed that through the years. I understand that's one of the cries that comes from their towers where they call the people to their prayer time. And it says that God has no son but Allah. God has no son. I think it's the way they say it. Maybe you know. You may be a converted Arab who would be glad to help me. I'd be glad to hear from you. Remember, you need to call 704-391-0689 and 0589. I've got them memorized, I think, now, and I hope I won't forget them. I don't promise. 0689, 0589, and I want to hear from you. Emails are wide open, jrc@paulcreek.org. Now, let's talk about the first main basic reason how we know that the Allah religion, the Muslim religion, is a heathen religion. It is unquestionably and without doubt a false religion, to the core, a false religion. And you must understand that, and you must get that in your heart. And now as the phones ring, 0589-0689, the 704-391, same to that point, and then the last four letters. We have four numbers, and the first line is a rollover that rolls over from that line, and so I never have to give but one number. But now when that line is out, because they've got it turned off, I understand, because they're working on it and didn't have any regards for me or this school even. All day yesterday, we had the same problem the last day before school starts, and we had a problem all day with the telephones. Didn't know it till lunchtime. Didn't know it. They just cut us off, didn't tell us. Very sad, and I'm trying to get off that subject, but you know how I'm having to deal with it, because I've got to tell you, okay? It is not our fault. I think if the devil hates any broadcast, he must hate this one. I am amazed at it. I am amazed at the wars I have with it. But I just stay here and keep on doing my best, okay? Grab your phones. Grab your phones and grab your internet. That's where the real activity ought to be today, is on the internet, okay? So grab your internet and let's hear from you. Very, very important. Very, very important. So grab your internet and email me, jrc@paulcreek.org. jrc@paulcreek.org. Let's take most of our questions there today. You know I love to do it on the phone. But the lines are going to be busy because you've got to have this article. Allah is not Jehovah God. Allah is not Jehovah God. You got to have it. You got to do the study of it. You got to read it. You got to know for yourself. And when your preacher gets in the pulpit and starts talking the other way, you got to put this in your face. So order it. You'll get it in a booklet form, fit right in your Bible. And then when your preacher starts preaching something else, you carry it up there to him while he's preaching and put it in his face. And tell him, if he doesn't tell the congregation, you're going to tell the congregation that Allah is not Jehovah God and has no kinship. Now, again, the first reason we know that is Allah has no son. Allah has no son. Now, when you understand that, that gets pretty plain, would you agree? That gets pretty plain. There's no reason to be plainer than that. When you know that Allah has no son, then you know that there's no way. Now, they even say, and this is amazing to me, the doctrine about God in the Quran is rigorously monotheistic. Now, this is reading, quoting from the Encyclopedia Britannica. God is one and unique. He has no partner and no equal. Trinitarianism, the Christian belief that God is three persons, is one substance, is rigorously repudiated. Religiously, rigorously repudiated. Now you're hearing what the Encyclopedia quoted and said. The Christian belief that God is three persons in one substance is rigorously repudiated. And that's from the Encyclopedia Britannica quoting their study and their research of the Muslim religion. Now this is, of course, some time back. That may have changed in the updated editions of the Encyclopedia. I would suggest it probably has. It's certainly changed on college campuses. It's certainly changed in schools. But this was when the Encyclopedia Britannica was not politically correct. This was when they were not politically correct. This was when they said the facts and told the truth and asked no questions about it. Do you understand? You understand? Now, that's very clear. That's very clear that the Muslim religion does not believe in Jesus Christ, the substitute for our salvation, the one who died on the cross, the one who shed his blood for us, the one who gave himself a sacrifice, our Savior and our Redeemer. There is one name under heaven given whereby we must be saved, the Bible says. And that name is what? Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus Christ, one with the Father. Absolutely one with the Father. No doubt about it. Now, when you become one of those in the religion of Jesus only, you're actually becoming more like the Muslims than you are like the Christians. You really are. So you need to be careful with that. You need to understand, you can't deny the Trinity of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Not and stay in this Bible, because I've lived in this Bible for 63 years, and I've studied it to the very hilt. It is my life. I don't just read it occasionally. I read it vigorously. I have worn out about 20 Bibles. I have worn out about 20 Bibles. I'm not bragging on nothing. I'm just telling you, that's how much I love the Word of God. That's how much I love the Word of God. And I live in it. I live in its holy truths. And so they are very careful to say that God has no son. That they rigorously, as the Encyclopedia Britannica stated, they rigorously labor against any idea that there is a Son of God. That there's the Christ who's equal with the Father and who died on the cross to save us from our sins. Now, let's go to the second point. Second reason I'm telling you that the Allah religion cannot be equated with Christianity. The second reason is they teach that Jesus was a prophet. But they teach that the Jews, or Jesus was saved from the Jews so that the Jews did not and could not crucify him. Now listen to that. They actually teach that Jesus was saved from the Jews to keep the Jews from crucifying him. Let me read that to you. Not only was Jesus born from the Virgin Mary, but God also saved him. Allah also saved him from the crucifixion at the hands of the Jews. Now, this is reading what they believe. They believe that Jesus was born of the Virgin Mary. They teach that according to the Encyclopedia Britannica. Not only was Jesus born from the Virgin Mary, but God also saved him. This is their God, Allah. Saved him from the crucifixion at the hand of the Jews. They believe that Jesus was a prophet, but that all prophets are human and never part of divinity. Okay, that's reading again from Encyclopedia Britannica. So, not only do they believe that God has no son, that their Allah has no son, but they also deny that Jesus was crucified by the Jews and thereby became the sacrifice of blood by which he saves the world. Well, that's two reasons, and they're pretty strong. They really are. Now, there's a third one here that is kin to this, and that since they don't believe in a Trinity, yet in the past they had a Trinity, and it was a Trinity of Muslims' daughters, and I've got their name. I thought you might would enjoy reading that. Let me see if I can find them here in my notes. Muhammad had three daughters, and they were called the Trinity. They were called the Trinity. So I'm not finding that quickly, but I'll find it here. When you begin to name those daughters, they weren't Muslim names, of course, Arab names, this is what they believed. Here we go. I found it. Let me read it to you. You need to know for a fact there is nothing to suggest that Allah had a relationship to Jehovah God of the Bible. This is the encyclopedia talking, by the way. Allah had previously been worshipped as having three daughters. Allah had previously been worshipped as having three daughters. Notice that. They were gods themselves, known as Allah's Trinity. Notice the description. Where more complex settlements patterns had developed, however, widely shared deities had already emerged, such as the Trinity of Allah's daughters named, let me see if I can read these names, Aliat, Manat, and Azazar. Well, didn't do a good job pronouncing them, but those were the three Trinitarian personages who were part of Allah's Godhood. Three Trinitarian persons, Muhammad's daughters, who were also called divine in that, you know, that ancient day when it was all in its beginning. So you can see, you've got so many reasons here to understand, and I want to hear your questions. Now grab your phone or grab your internet, okay? I want questions because I want you to make sure you understand what we're talking about. Here's one. I also believe that Allah today is different than the Christian God. On the other hand, didn't Abraham, Isaac, and Ishmael worship the same God, Jehovah, that at some point the descendants of Ishmael split off to worship a false version of Jehovah, which they call Allah? What do you think? Well, I don't know how to think about that one because it's new to me. I also believe that Allah today is different than the Christian God. On the other hand, didn't Abraham, Isaac, and Ishmael worship the same God, Jehovah? Of course they did. They worshiped Jehovah God. They worshiped Jehovah God. Now, there are some that then at some point, the descendants of Ishmael split off to worship a false version of Jehovah, which they call Allah. It's not really a false version of Jehovah. It's a totally different God. In the ancient religion of Allah, there was a trinity of God. It was the moon God. And it was said to have been 300 and some gods, one for every day of the year. Well, those are just things that you read that are different versions of what the Quran teaches and what you might hear someone say to you. But there's no kinship. There is no kinship. And how this came upon the Arab people, the descendants of Abraham, is seen in the whole story of Muhammad. This particular article will show you that this whole thing was an effort to create a false religion. There was probably a lot of anger toward the Jewish people. They were competitors in many parts of the known world at that time, as far as their communities and the things that occurred between them. And so where the anger developed, I cannot answer that one. I don't really know. It would take a lot of research far beyond my capacity and my time to understand that. Here's another. True Muslims worship Allah, pray five times a day, and hope to achieve salvation through works by obeying the Quran. Muslims also reject the secular world that so-called Christians follow. Well, the Muslims have their own secular world. Don't you forget that, okay? The Muslims have their own secular world. Look at the way they treat women. Look at the way they treat children. Look at the way they treat their daughters. If their daughter is raped by another man, they will kill that daughter because she has defiled them. They will kill their daughter. Why not go find the man if you want to kill somebody and kill the rapist? Not the daughter. Well, these things are happening on a big time basis, and there's no way to doubt them. So don't compare the secular world that many backslidden Christian people are following, unless you understand that you have the same secular world that's far off that the Muslims are following. Most Christians do not pray, and most Christians follow the secular world. So what's wrong with Muslims? Well, you know, what's wrong? I just told you. They don't believe in the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And so comparing these two together is probably not a good idea, my friend. So I would suggest take your questions in another direction if you want some good answers. Would you mind doing that? Very, very important. Now, the lines are open. I have two lines today. The main line is not working, you understand, so do not dial it. 704-391-0689. 704-391-0589. Dial them quickly. I want to talk with you. I want your questions. I want to answer your questions. I want to do my best to help you. Now, I've given you three reasons. Let me give you number four. This is amazing. The book from which they get their revelation is called the Mother Book. Listen to that. is called the Mother Book. Now, I'm amazed at that, and I want to read it to you because I'm not here to just give you my opinion today. I'm quoting exclusively from the Encyclopedia Britannica, from which this article has come. This was when the Encyclopedia Britannica was not politically correct. It may be today, but I'm not saying it is. I don't know. I have a copy of the Encyclopedia Britannica that I paid dearly for some years ago. You know the cost of one of those sets, and I had to make the payment over 2 or 3 years. So I own that copy, and that's the copy from whence this comes. And I don't think there's any doubt that the things I'm telling you are true. They are the ancient facts. They are the documented scholarly facts that this encyclopedia has produced for us. Now, I think that's very important. Now, let me go with them. This laid the foundation for the Islamic people to believe that the revelations of Muhammad are infallible. This phenomenon at the same time was accompanied by an unshakable conviction that the message was from God. And the Quran described itself as a transcript of a heavenly mother book. The Quran describes itself as the transcript of a heavenly mother book written on a preserved tablet. So they believe that the Quran comes from a heavenly mother book that is written on a preserved tablet. The conviction was of such an intensity that the Quran categorically denied that it is from any earthly source. It is from any earthly source, for in that case it would be liable to manifest doubts and differences. Well, you know, it's amazing when you read things like that. The mother book, some preserved text in heaven that was given to Muhammad in his trance states. We'll get to that in a minute. Let me take a call here. Remember the number to call, 704-391-0689 or 0589. Okay, grab your phone, 704-391-0589, 0689. You on the air. May I help you, please? Let's get that up here. You on the air. Let me get you up here. I'm sorry. I'm in a little state of concern today because everything's been wrong. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, Brother Joe, I'm on the radio right after you down here in Belmont with the ladies and the boys and all day tomorrow. We tell people that to come and listen to Brother Joe Chambers. We're fixing to come into the time that Jehovah is fixing to destroy this world, but he's going to take the church first. He's going to take the church off of this earth, and then he's going to destroy it. When I was in the jail ministry in Charlotte, they wouldn't let us give out Bibles, but they would let the Dalai Lama go down to the colleges and give out what they wanted to give out.
Yeah, well, that's the way it's coming, sir.
Keep on fighting this thing, brother. God bless your heart. We are pulling 100 behind you.
You are very kind, my brother, and thank you for telling people to listen. I'm doing my best to obey the Holy Spirit. I pray earnestly over every program. I never choose a title until I know the Holy Spirit has inspired me. I'm doing my best to be a blessing. I'm not angry. I'm not an enemy of nobody. There are wonderful Arab people in our world that belong to Jesus Christ. And it's a shame that they are having to bear the burden of what we all know about the religion of Allah. It is so false. It is so false. And yet the church world is determined to equate it with the Bible and with Christianity. And that's the most insane thing I've ever heard of.
God bless you, Brother Joe.
God bless you, sir. Thank you for calling. Hey, give us a call, folks. Give us a call now. You know the number to call, 704-391-0689. Remember that now, 391-0589, 0689. Two lines open. Those are the only two lines you can get. Four is out and one is out. We had it fixed yesterday, but it's out again this morning. And I can't tell you what to do except use those two numbers and we'll get it settled, I promise. Give it my best. Now, the internet, jrc@paulcreek.org. Jrc at Paul Creek. Paul Creek. Woo.org. Ah, isn't it wonderful? I love you. I hope you enjoy this program. I hope you know I'm here doing my best to bring you the information that will save you and bring you before God. Jesus is the only name given under heaven whereby you must be saved. No other name. No other name. And of course, Allah completely denies that there's any such thing as a Savior. He alone is the total of Godhead. No, he has no son. You know, and you heard me what I've said, and I'm doing it as easy and as sincerely as I know how to do it. Here's the call. Any religion based on works for salvation is false. Ephesians 2:8, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself. I'll finish quoting that for you. Not of yourself, it is the gift of God. Only grace can save you. But I want to tell you something. If grace saves you, you're not going to live like the devil, and you're not going to live like the world. I got to reading this week in 1 John. 1 John. Everybody out there ought to go read the book of 1 John. You talk about cleaning up your life. That will clean up your life. Did you know that? How many of you know that? Let me go to something here. It says, for if we walk in the light as he is in the light. This is 1 John 1:7. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanseth us from all sin. Cleanseth us from all sin. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If somebody tells you you can be saved by grace and live like you please, they are preaching a false doctrine of grace. They're preaching a grace that is tolerant towards sin, that is a sin-friendly grace, that says keep on living like you've always lived, but just trust Jesus and you're saved. If you live like you've always lived, you can't be saved. You aren't saved, because when the grace of God changes you, you'll be a new creature. Is that okay? I hope you understand. I'm just giving you what the Bible says. If you believe those cheap grace preachers, you're going to be in trouble when the rapture sounds. You're going to be in trouble when that old trumpet rings out loud and clear, and you're going to say, where's the door? And Jesus is the door. And if you don't know him to live a godly and pure life, then you won't be ready to go. Okay? God bless you. God bless you. And do remember, works will not save you. Works, I don't care how good you live. I don't care how faithful you are to church. I don't care how much money you give. It doesn't matter how religious you are. If you've never been born again and you've never been made a new creature by the grace of God, if you've never been made a new creature by the grace of God, then all those good works are in vain. And you must ever, always remember that. So very important. Now let's see if we can find another one here. God revealed himself as Jehovah in the Old Testament. Then Jesus came with a new revelation. No, Jesus was in the Old Testament, big and clear. Then Muhammad came with a new revelation. Then Joseph Smith came with a new revelation. How do you know Jesus is the final revelation and not Muhammad or Joseph Smith? Well, that man I know, and he's one of my friends, but he can ask sometimes off-the-wall questions that I wonder where in the world he has been. Let me tell you something, dear friend. The Bible is clear. The revelations of God are clear. All you got to do is look at these other revelations like Joseph Smith and Muhammad and look how far they are from you discern by the Bible. You discern by the Bible. You don't discern by what you think. You discern by the Bible. The Bible makes it plain. There's no other name given under heaven whereby you must be saved. And he names that name, Jesus Christ. What more do you need, my dear friend? Ask the question now that takes the Bible serious and that stays right with the Holy Word. I know I sound a little tough here, but that's my friend, and he can take it. If he gives it, he's got to learn to take it because he gives it, you know. Call us quickly. I want to hear from you. I want you involved. I really do. I want you involved. Excuse me here. Let me turn that down. The ladies are answering the phone. The number to call, 704-391-0588. I'm sorry, 391-0589 and 0689. 391-0589 and 0689. Are you listening to me? I'm sorry for that change today. put the blame on AT&T, okay? Don't put it on me. I heard a pastor studying the Quran say nowhere in the Quran does Allah love the Muslims love Allah. They only have to sacrifice and obey him. Well, that's not bad now. Listen to this. I heard a pastor studying the Quran say, nowhere in the Quran does Allah love the Muslim, or the Muslims are to love God, or Allah. They only have to sacrifice and obey him. I don't know about that. That may indeed be a true statement. I can't answer that. I really don't. You are on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, sir. I was wondering why that you are stuck so much on the Encyclopedia Britannica when we know much about the Bible.
All right, that's a good question. Why do I put so much faith in the Encyclopedia Britannica when we must go by the Bible? Is that a good repeat of your question?
Yes, sir.
You see, I live by the Bible, but I am debating the subject of Allah. I'm debating the subject of this false religion. And I knew to be fair to the world, to people that don't love the Bible, that don't know the Bible, and that refuse to believe the Bible. Well, I guess he hung up. That's all I can say here, I presume. Listen to me. Listen to me, sir, if you're still listening. So I am quoting the Encyclopedia Britannica because I'm appealing to people who don't believe the Bible anyway, to people out there far from the Bible, to show you that in the actual scholarly sense of study and the writing of this encyclopedia, they have identified the Allah religion exactly in the same way I would identify it as a Bible student. I take the Bible and prove to you that the religion of Allah is false. But when you know what they say, and I read it to you from the Encyclopedia Britannica, then you know I'm not just building something. I'm not just giving you my opinion. You know that I'm reading you a secular statement and a secular study from out of a very acceptable and book of reputation, and showing you that's exactly why we do not believe in the Allah religion, is because it is totally false. And I've got some other reasons here. Let me go to them. That might be good at this point. The number to call, 704-391-0689 and 0589. Let me make sure I'm getting that right now. 0689 and 0589. Grab your phone. I want your question. Every one of you, how much you disagree with me, you're not going to hurt my feelings. I want to hear from you. I'll tell you straight and plain. Is that good enough? Now, let's go. He was always in a trance when receiving these revelations. Now, there's much proof of that. This article has great proof of that. He was always in a trance. He was in a state of mental, I mean, how do you call it? A state of mental mental incompetence would be a good word when he was receiving these revelations. And then he would remember them and somebody would repeat them. Let me read to you. The terrorist activities did not end with just robbing. I'm sorry, that is not what I intended to read for you. I want you to understand these trance states that he was in, and they've described it very clearly, if I can find them here. All right, the doctrines about God in the Quran is rigorously monotheistic. I've already read you that. All right, I'm not going to find it, so I'm not going to worry about it. It's right here in the article. You will get it. And you can read every bit of it, and you can know, and you can take this and show it to people and you know, tell them, hey, we are allowing a false religion to invade our church world, to take over the thinking of ministers and the thinking of people. It's invaded our schools. It's invaded our court systems. It's invaded our halls of legislators. And we are seeing America fall a trap to this dark religion. How in the world does that happen? Why are we so, ignorant in these kind of things? I don't think I will ever understand that. It just seems like we don't think here in America. We'll let anybody and everybody come along and do this. Now, let me take you a little further here, because another reason you need to understand is Muhammad was a terrorist. Muhammad was a terrorist. Can you understand that? Muhammad was a terrorist. I was quite amazed in reading one of the things that happened in his effort. I'll see if I can find the right one here for you. Page 8. Here we are. Now let me read you. The terrorist activities did not end with just robbing and stealing, but also unwarranted slaughter and the selling of slaves resulting from his raids. Once Muhammad had secured his control of Medina, he proceeded to rain terror on the citizens that refused his religion. After the siege of Medina, Muhammad attacked the Jewish clan of Khorazah. I hope I pronounced that right, Q-U-R-A-Y-Z-A-H, which had probably been intriguing against him. When they surrendered, this community, this clan surrendered to him, and the men then were executed, and the women and children sold as slaves. And this is documented history from the Encyclopedia Britannica. The man asked why I was using the Encyclopedia Britannica. If I would just tell you that, you would have no way of knowing that I knew what I was talking about. But when I quoted to you from a respectable secular source, you would be foolish to doubt it. And when you begin to doubt what the Encyclopedia, particularly the Britannica, of the past said after much research and documentation by noted scholars, everything they put in that book came out of research by documented people who were doing scholarly research. And so there you have a picture of a Jewish clan that is overwhelmed by Muhammad and his army. And once they surrendered, they kill all the men and then take their wives and daughters and kids and sell them as slaves. This was noted over and over and over. They didn't just do this one time. They did this many times. So you got to understand, you're dealing with a religion that's clearly a false religion. If any minister gets in the pulpit and he equates this with Christianity, he is an enemy of America. He is the enemy of the church. And he's the enemy of his congregation. And you tell that preacher, I said it, okay? And tell them that we can prove it. And you order right now. Grab your phone, 704-391-0589 and 0689. Remember, you got to dial those new numbers. 704-391-0589 and 0689. And let these ladies send you a copy of this. Now, if you can't dial those numbers and can't hear me, let me say them again real slowly. 704-391-0589 and 0689. You got that? 0589 and 0689. You got that? I hope you've got it. Now, you dial the number. The ladies are standing by. This has been kind of a tough day for us, but we're doing fine. We're not changing the subject at all. We're trying to show you that Allah is not Jehovah God. Now, in 2 minutes, we're going to go to prayer. We're going to ask God to give us a miracle of His hand, a miracle of His hand, a miracle of His visitation. And if you haven't asked your question, I would love to have your question. I would love to have your question. You can send an email, jrc@paulcreek.org. Now, you can order this booklet at jrc.org. Now, you can get a copy of it off of your internet. If you're on the internet blog with us and you get our post every Saturday and at other times when we send them, then you will get this article. It will be sent out today. It will be sent out today. It will go all over the world today. This goes to over 35,000 emails. 35,000 emails. And many are being added on a regular basis. And if you can't get yours added to where you get this article every Saturday, you send it to me. And my secretary will add your email so that you get these. And you can take them to read them. We are hearing from people everywhere. This week, Charisma Magazine got a hold of one of our articles. And supposedly, they're going to print it to their better than 5 million subscribers. 5 million plus subscribers on their internet edition of their magazine. That's going to be wonderful, and I'm delighted. And that's the one from last Saturday on aborting babies, an offering of blood to false gods. an offering of blood. If you didn't hear that last Saturday, you must have that article. Aborting babies, an offering of blood, a blood offering to false gods. A blood offering to false gods. You know, we're just doing our best to bring you things that will change your life. It's time to pray. Do you have a need? Are you willing to come to Christ today and receive Him as your Savior and Lord? Would you like to trust Christ only? Maybe you're in the country of Pakistan. Or maybe you're in the country of one of the Arab religions that are mad. Maybe you're in Iraq. Or maybe you're in Iran. Or maybe you're in, you know, any other of the Muslim countries. You can receive Christ right now. Right now, over this prayer time together, you're watching us on the internet, or listening to us on your radio. Maybe you're having a hide because you don't want the authorities to know it. Well, let's receive Christ. Let's take Him into our heart. I would love to have 1,000 Arabs saved today. I'd love to have 1,000 Muslims delivered from that false religion and come to Christ today. Wouldn't that be something outstanding? We're being heard all over the world. We have many friends in Pakistan and other Arab countries, no doubt about it. And you're listening, and you're hungry, and you just heard why the religion of Allah is totally false. They have no Savior. Jesus is the only Savior on the face of this earth. And there is one other point that I will have in a moment, but I want you to receive Christ. Father, I come to you with Arab people in the many countries of the world. I come to you with this man or woman, this son or daughter, wherever they are. Maybe they've been a follower of Allah for years. Maybe they believed that this was a true religion, but the Holy Spirit has got a hold of them. Holy Spirit, dig deep and grip their heart and make them hungry for the right way. And Father, save them even while we're praying. I confess Christ as my Savior. Say that. I repent of my sins, all of my sins, whatever they are. I turn from them, and I turn to Jesus Christ only. Make sure you say that. I turn to Jesus Christ and His Father, Jehovah God, only. And I ask that God allow His Holy Spirit to come in and possess me and make me a witness of my Savior. Make me a light to my family that I will lead other Arabs to Jesus Christ. And maybe you're just in America. Maybe you're in some American city. Maybe you're somewhere in England or in Australia or in New Zealand or in Ukraine or down in Africa or down in South America or up in Canada. Jesus wants to come into your life. Father, I receive Jesus. I make Him my Savior and I make Him my Lord. I want to be saved. I know it's grace that saves me. Not a thing good I can do to be saved, but I receive Christ right now. And I believe Him to save me and to make a new creature out of me and to deliver me from my past life of sinfulness and godlessness. I believe you, Father, for a miracle. And I pray for those in the White House and all over America who are promoting this false religion. Father, I ask you to stop them. I'm asking you to bring the kind of judgment upon wickedness that the righteous will see the judgment on the wicked and turn to Christ. I'm praying for a miracle, miracle in America. I'm praying for a miracle in America. Hallelujah. By the power of the Holy Ghost. Say it with me, by the power of the Holy Ghost. Not what Joe Chambers does or what any of you do, but what Jesus does by the Holy Spirit. In the mighty name of the Son of God. Hallelujah. All right, we have about 12 minutes. I want calls every minute for the next 12 minutes. Grab your phone. 704-391-0589 and 0689. Grab your phone quickly, 391-0589 or 0689. Grab your phone. I want you to call quickly. I want those two lines to say lit up, okay? Let's overcome the hindrances. You know, a real Christian, when things get tough, you know what they do? They get tough. When things get tough, they get tough. When things get tough, they just put their back to the wall and put their face to the Christ and to the things of God, and they go forward. Hey, I want you in church tomorrow at Paul Creek right here in Charlotte, 5110 Tuckasegee Road. You would love it. I'm preaching tomorrow on the throne of God in the book of Revelation. The throne of God in the book of Revelation. I've got 7 points of looking at the throne of God God in the great book of Revelation. I preached last Sunday on the throne, on the heavenly Jerusalem and the throne of God, and throughout the first 65 books of the Bible. But now the 66th book, Revelation, and the throne of God in the book of Revelation. You don't want to miss that sermon. I'm going to be honest with you. To come and hear it live and to hear it personal is the best experience you can have. And of course, I want you to go listen to it. If you can't come or won't come, we'd love to have you. Great church. Hey, our school starts Monday. Yesterday, if you tried to call our school and you were hindered because of the phone problems, I apologize. But you can call Monday morning early, 8 o'clock. The office opens 704-391, maybe 0588. But if 0588 isn't alive and well, then you grab the phone and call 704-391-0589. And then 0689, okay? And you'll get through. 0589 or 0689. You must get your kids in a good Christian school. We have the Becca program. We're having a good growth. I mean a good growth. We got some classrooms that are now full. Now full. So if you want to get in one of them, you better move quickly. I'm here to tell you. You better move quickly. And I hope you'll do that. And I hope we'll be overwhelmed tomorrow, because you will find people here that stand on the truth and never vary. We never vary, okay? The lines are open. The phones are open. The two lines are open. 704-391-0588 and 391-0689. Not 88, it's 89. 391-0589 and 0689. Grab your phone. Call us quickly. Hey, the last of these points, and then I'm going to give you all five of them. His religion required all that do not submit must be killed to cleanse the community. The Muslim religion says, if you do not submit, if you will not submit, then you need to be eliminated, and you must be eliminated. And the killing that's going on around this world right now is the cleansing, they believe, the cleansing of these communities they conquer so that the religion of Allah can be the only religion. They don't tolerate anything else. If you live in Arab countries, they will absolutely put you to death for leaving their religion and becoming a Christian. How many people have been slaughtered because they received Christ as their Lord and Savior and were born again? Nobody knows. How many millions of people have died because they received Christ and came to the faith? And I pray that you will willingly come to the faith. Even if you must die, it would be well worth it. Because in the Allah religion, hell is your only possibility of end results. Every Muslim who worships Allah will spend eternity in a devil's hell. Every Muslim that worships Allah will spend eternity in a devil's hell. Every Christian that turns to Allah and forsakes Christ and Christianity will spend eternity in a devil's hell. Do you hear that? I say it plain because that's the only language people understand today. Now, I want to get you this article bad. I really do. While you are calling, 704-391-0588, both lines are busy. You just keep calling until you get through, okay? 704-391-0589 and 704-391-0589 and 0689. Have you got that? Boy, that's terrible to try to do when you've never done it for 40-some years. Never had to do it before. But we'll get AT&T straightened out, or we'll go to a different company. In fact, I'm looking seriously at going to a different company. If I go to one, I'm going to try to become their agent and get you right there with them. That would be wonderful. About 1,000 or 2,000 or 5,000 of us with a new company that you can depend upon, that charges you less money and treats you better and takes care of your problems. You understand? Maybe what we have to do. I don't know. But we'll look at that. Now, seven reasons why the Allah religion is false. Are you listening? Maybe you came in later. This article has them all, okay? And you can get the article. There's a line open, 704-391-0589. 704-391-0589 and 0689. You keep calling one time after the other, and you'll get through, and the ladies will stay here until they finish, until you quit calling. So call and keep calling until you get this article. Is that important? Seven reasons that we know that the Allah religion is false and that Allah is not Jehovah God. Number one, Allah has no son. Understand, God the Father has a son. Allah has a trinity of his daughters. A trinity of his daughters. I don't think that's being taught today, but that was in the original teaching. Number three, Jesus was delivered from the Jews so that he wasn't crucified. So they do not believe that Jesus died on the cross. They are totally against any idea that Jesus died on the cross by which he saves you through his shed blood. And number four, Muhammad got his revelations from a mother book. Notice this feminization. A mother book. A mother book. I'm amazed at that. I didn't know that. I didn't remember that, really. Number five, he was always in a trance, in a kind of psychological trance when he received these revelations. And then they would help him remember them and take them down and transcribe them when he came out of the trance. And the Muhammad was an all-in-out terrorist. You got to understand that. Killing people, selling their wives and kids as slaves, taking some of them, if he thought they were beautiful enough, into his own home so that he had numbers of wives. And number seven, his religion, Allah, is required of all those under his authority. And if you don't submit, you die. If you don't submit, you die. Seven reasons why Allah is not Jehovah God. What more do I need to say? I really don't need to say any more than that Allah has no son. There's no redeemer. There's no redeemer. There's no way for your sins to be blotted out and for you to be born again and for you to become a new creature. You just have to keep his ordinances and become a terrorist. You can't really be a true Muslim and not become a terrorist. You really can't. You really can't. If you knew how many terrorists there were in America who sympathize with that lifestyle, it would scare you out of your wits. It would scare you out of your wits. And to think that people are trying to placate them, trying to make them pleasing to us and try to become pleasing to them so that when you become pleasing to them and they take over, they can then tell you submit or die, you know, submit or die. Oh, man, what? I'm amazed. I'm really amazed at all of it. I'm amazed at Americans. I'm amazed at how ignorant many Americans are. I'm amazed at how gullible our politicians are. Do you realize how amazing our politicians are? You know the reason Donald Trump is rising slowly to the top of the heap is because he isn't afraid to say what he feels. I don't always agree with everything he said, but I'm telling you one thing, he's got some courage, and most of our politicians don't have any courage. I hope you pray for God to give us the right person to run for president in the year of 2016. I hope you're praying. Hope you're on your face. I want to tell you something. I'm going to send out a prophecy God gave me a few years ago that says something very plain. Very plain. A prophecy. I'm predicting. I'm telling you this prophecy. If I'm wrong, I will admit I'm wrong, but I don't think I'm wrong. Hillary Clinton will never be the president of these United States. Hillary Clinton will never be the president of these United States. And I could put in a little statement there, unless Jesus would come and this whole thing was turned over to the devil anyway. You know, I mean, it's just overwhelming. It really is overwhelming. Hey, want to hear from you. Joseph Chambers, paulcreek.org. Joseph Chambers, JRC, at paulcreek.org. And our address, let me get the time here. Our address is Paul Creek Ministries, Paul Creek Ministries, PAWCREEK. Boy, I am really not good today. There's just been too much. Our address is, what is our address? 5110 Tuckasegee Road. 5110 Tuckasegee Road, Charlotte, North Carolina. Hey, I got the zip. 28208. 2-8-2-0-8. Well, it's been a good broadcast. I enjoy it. I don't mind you looking at me and say, boy, this guy is something else. I really am. And I'm not always the smartest dude in town, but I tell you one thing, I stand for the truth. I stand for the truth, and I never will stand for nothing but the truth. Now, I want to tell you, I've got a minute here. I want to tell you, you can contact us. The lines are now mostly full. So dial the number, 704-394-391-0569 or 0589. Now, this first number, 704-391, that's fixed. Then it's 0569 and 0689. So you keep calling. Send email, jrc@paulcreek.org. I'm looking for a ton of emails that either want to be on our post, so you get it automatically, or you want us to send you an article from this week. If you want a copy in a booklet form where you can put it in your Bible with a beautiful cover like a book, you call or send an email, jrc@paulcreek.org. The reason I want you to order a copy is because then you can keep it in your Bible, take it with you to church. So if your preacher is bold enough to get up there and call the Allah religion equal with Jehovah God, you can take it up there and put it on his pulpit while he's preaching and tell him, sir, if you don't tell the congregation the truth, I'm going to stand up here and tell them the truth. And that's exactly what I would do. A couple that I know live close to me went to a church in Gastonia last week, and the preacher got in the pulpit and told them they had to accept the Muslim people and their religion and understand they were seeking the same God that we are. They are not seeking the same God we are. It is a heathen religion, do you understand? And you must not be fooled by the truth. I love you, and I love you dearly, and I'm already off the air radio-wise, and so here I go as far as internet is concerned. I love you. You are some kind of special to me. Do you understand that? You are really special to me. I'm going to put the numbers up here, and you remember now. No, I'm not going to put the numbers up because they're wrong. You just keep calling the numbers I gave you. I love you, and God bless you. You're my friends.